guys, welcome to episode 2 of our podcast.
Okay. Let's chat.
So, happy Valentine's Day if you're seeing this the day that it's posted.
Mm-hmm. And then also, so basically today for this podcast, we're going to be talking about our future. Right?
Yeah.
So, how should we dive in? We're gonna start.
You start this time. Okay. I think I start too much.
Well, let's start off like where we want to, like what we want. No, not what we want to be, because I don't really know. Let's start where we want to live.
Ooh, good. That's a good one. Do you want to go from like college, like where you want to live in college?
See, I was gonna say college, but then I feel like going into college, I would have just messed up. Like, I feel like I'm gonna mess something up and say something by accident. Like, privacy.
Well, so, I want to end up in California. Like, that's
same. The place I want to end up somewhere hot.
Yeah, so the reason I have always had my mindset on California is, one, I love the life there, I guess. It's, like, it's so fast-paced, and I definitely like that a lot. I love the weather because you can still wear sweaters, but it's only for, like, 2 months of the year, and that's when I, like to wear the sweaters is, like, 2 months, and then I'm done. I want to get back in the pool, so I love that. What about you?
So, I definitely agree. I want to be, I don't know about California, but I definitely want to be somewhere hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, I feel like I hate like the cold weather. I just don't like it. So I want to be somewhere hot, definitely by like a ocean or a lake, or like, I don't know, where water is, so I can just like,
that's true,
swim. But I definitely, we talked about kids last time, but I'm just gonna like quickly kind of go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want 2 kids. No more, no less. I want 2. Did we say that last time? Like how many kids?
I don't know if we said how many we want.
Me neither. Why don't you say how many you want?
8 or more. So no less than 8.
Is there even a car that like can like, other than a Lamborghini? I mean,
Lamborghini? No.
No, a Lambo.
Limo?
Oh. Limo.
Oh my god.
I forgot what it was called.
Limo. A limo? I'm not gonna have a limo. But
no, I know, but like, is there a car that can fit like 8 kids? And you and your husband or whoever you're with.
Yeah, I mean, yes, husband for me personally. But you knew that, come on.
I did.
I
don't know. I didn't want anybody to see this later on and be like in a year and be like, "Huh, that was rude."
But we're best friends. Like they're gonna know that she knows like that I am straight.
Oh god, this is like turning.
I know.
okay.
I'm sure there's a car that will fit.
10 Yeah, me too. Well, I don't even know what car I want. I don't know. I'm excited to drive, though. That's definitely part of my future.
Yeah.
Drive. Well, yeah. But I'm excited to drive. Driving would fix, like, all my problems. Like, I know, I feel like older people, they're always, like, people who are older than, like, us, like adults, I feel like they're always like, well, I mean, you don't really know what you're missing out on when you're like not driving. And I'm like, but like, driving is so fun. Like, it's just like not, I haven't drove before, but I would think it was so fun to just like the freedom that you feel to just go anywhere. I feel like that's nice.
I mean, I've driven like golf carts, and even just that was like, you feel so free being in control of the entire vehicle, let alone like an entire car. Like, I cannot wait.
Yeah. It's also scary though. Like, to know how much, like, that you have that much control, is, I think, pretty scary. It can be.
It's like a little scary, but I'm like more excited and cannot.
Me too. Definitely. I'm more excited than I am scared. But
yeah. I want my first car to be a used Mazda 3 because one, they're really inexpensive if you buy them new, let alone used. Two, I like the look. I hate small cars, but obviously I'm not going to buy a giant car as my first car because they're expensive. So if I have to get a little one, I'll get a nice little one.
I definitely don't know what car I'm gonna, like, I want, because I haven't, like, looked into it because I'm only, like, 13, and I'm just, like, I have some years to wait, and then, but, yeah. Which, you know what, this is really off topic, like, super random, it has nothing to do with my future or anything, but, like, what do you like to drink?
Oh, I like, well, like, my favorite drink, like, I don't know, like, how to, like, describe it, but, like, I love coffee, but, like, I wouldn't, like, it wouldn't be, like, 9 o'clock, and I'm, like, oh, I could go for some coffee, you know? Like, I would say, in general, it's water, but I love coffee. Like, coffee over tea 100%, but I do love tea.
I love both. I definitely love coffee, but my favorite, like, drink to, like, have, like, all the time. It's like, obviously coffee isn't good for you if you have it all the time. Like more than once a day is bad for you, but having it like at night before you like go to bed or something, I would never be able to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Is vitamin water. I'm holding it up. Just like, I know you guys can't see
it. It like kind of glitched, but she said vitamin water.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh yeah. So I feel like mine's just water, but sometimes with lemon or like cucumber.
Yeah, cucumber water is so good.
I love cucumber water. Some people like hate it, and I don't get it. I think it's so refreshing.
What I don't understand is people who hate like watermelon and cucumbers, but like cucumbers.
Wait, what? I don't get it.
People who don't like cucumbers, like the real, like, without like. Just the normal cucumber as a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put in the water and they don't like it both. Why don't they like it? Like, I feel like it tastes the same.
Oh. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't get it either. I think it tastes really good, but some people don't, I guess. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah, like cars. I feel like we exhausted that though. Like we talked about that. Now we gotta move on.
Mm-hmm. What should we talk about?
What do you wanna do? What do you wanna be?
I don't know what I wanna be at all. That's the thing, I'm so boring. I literally have no plan.
But like, you have some plan. You know how many kids you want, you know, a few
That's
things.
That's true. I don't know how I'm gonna like kids are like a big, like, long, like, thing. Like, I have to get to college, then I have to get a job and do
Wait,
all of that.
How old do you want to be when you have your first kid?
I definitely want to be 27 and 28. I know that's so exact, but I definitely want to be there.
I thought you were going to be like 30. Yeah, I want to be like 23 or 24.
I definitely want my kids to be spaced out though. So I might have
really
28 and then might have my second kid 23. I want 3 years. But you know,
there's no apart?
What?
You want your kids 3 years apart?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But I definitely, there's no way of knowing, you know, it's kind of just whatever happens.
I know, it could be to like surprise them.
I mean, that's how it happened with Julia. My sister. She was like, so I have a twin. And so I'm the oldest by 17 minutes, then Tyler, my twin brother, and then 16 or 14 months later, Julia came. So my parents didn't space it out at all. They were like, okay, this is happening. No, I'm just kidding. It just kind of happened. So
yeah. I feel like I would want my kids to be a little over a year apart.
How are you gonna do that? Like, when do you plan to have your first kid?
23 or 24.
That makes sense.
Yeah. See, like, that's the other thing, too, is, like, if I want a lot of kids, like, I gotta, like, get going.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the other thing, too, is, like, it's not, like, because I want a lot of kids, I feel like I need to, like, get on it. If I wanted two kids, I would have them at 23.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, just because, like, I don't know. I don't really have, like, a good reason why I wouldn't. I just, like, I definitely want kids at, like, an age where I feel like my life is kind of, like, I have a good job. Like, I feel like I'll have a job by then. I'll be out of college.
Yeah.
So I just feel like my life needs to be put before I get kids.
Well, I feel like the thing, too, is, like, because of what I want to do, and I want to start my business, I want to have a business before I go to college, and then I'm going to use my skills from college to improve my business. That's why I feel like I can have kids young, because my business will have already been going for 6 years at that point.
Yeah.
So.
What's your favorite animal? I know this sounds like we're first meeting. And don't get me wrong, we have known each other for like over, has it been 2 years?
I don't even know. Two, three
probably. Years. We'll count it. But this is not like our first time meeting. Being like, oh, what's your favorite animal? I'm just like trying to start a conversation.
Yeah, no, I get
that. Way this isn't space, because I remember the other one was like, there were so many pauses. It was like,
yeah,
you know, it was like, yeah. What should we talk about? So
I feel like we have more to talk about this time, because we
thought about it,
like, planning our life has a lot to it, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of when you're like young, you're already kind of like, when you're young, you're already thinking about what you want to be, or like what you want to do. So you have like a good plan.
Yeah. So I guess Marissa wants to know my favorite animal.
Sure.
I feel like house pets, dog, wild animals. This is hard. Probably like lions, giraffe.
Really?
Yeah.
My favorite animal is probably definitely a tiger, as like, I'm an outdoor animal. I love tigers. But an indoor animal, I know this sounds crazy, but I mean, not crazy, but like, I have a tie, cats and dogs. I love them. I have a dog and a cat, and I love them both equally. I don't know why people, I feel like a lot of people have bias over cats. They're like, oh, cats can be cats can come across as very, like, I guess, vicious, like, want their own space. So
I feel like the reason that I don't like really ever want a cat or like cats, I like cats, like my cousins have cats and they're really cute, they're fun, like you have a cat, it's really cute and fun, but like it's not like as fun as a dog. Like you can't like go running with your cat.
That's
like
true.
What the heck. Like it just sits around. That's like, no,
actually cats don't sit around. My cat, like, she literally,
yeah, I mean, like, you're not gonna go jump from tree to tree.
My cat, oh
you.
No. I'm saying like the cat, like when they're inside, they don't just sit around. I mean, they do a lot of that, but they also like, they definitely play. At least my cat's very old and she still plays a lot. Like she'll play with her toy mouses and she just plays. So yeah, but I also like, another question, how many dogs or cats do you want? If you have, well, how many dogs do you want? Because I know you don't.
I feel like I always used to be like, I want 5 dogs at once, but like really I don't want 5 dogs at once. I also have said that I don't want dogs until like my kids are out of the house, because I want to be able to just like up and go somewhere when I want to with my kids and not my pets. So that's the thing. So I don't really know. I feel like I'll end up having a dog at some point, because I love dogs and I love my dog. But that's the other thing too, is like, I love my dog. I love my cousin's dog. I love your dog. I love my other friend's dogs, but I don't like a lot of other people's dogs. Cause like, I don't know, they're just like not properly trained. That's my thing too, is all
my, right. My dog is not properly trained at all.
That's okay though. She's still cute.
She's cute. She's a pain because she's not trained at all.
Olive got trained a lot because my dad, like, was really, like, harsh about making sure Olive was trained because she's so big, so strong, that, and, like, she, but the thing about Rhodesian Ridgebacks is, yes, they're really big, they're really strong, but they're really, sweet, so, like, and tolerant, so, like, if you stuck a pencil up her nose, she'd just be like, why are you doing this to me? But, like, she wouldn't bite you.
Yeah.
That has to do with their breed, though. That doesn't have to do with the training.
That's definitely with a King Charles Cavalier. Or at least with Tessa. But just because of her personality, I don't really know if that's, like, a breed thing. But my cat, oh, she would smack you. Then. And then I definitely want one dog and two kittens. I definitely want a puppy and two kittens, and then they'll eventually grow up. But I feel like that's so cute. And then if they ever pass out, if they ever pass before my kids are born, I definitely want another dog for when my kids are born. That way the dog can kind of grow up with them. I feel like that's, like, so cute to have dogs grow up with, like, the kids. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
How long have we been doing, like, recording?
I don't know. I didn't time this one.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. It's been, like, 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
What else was that? Well, I was going to say something about, I don't know. I was going to, like, ask you something. Oh, yeah. Where do you want to get married? This is kind of random. I don't know if you have a place, but, like, do you want to get married, like, on a beach, in a church?
Yeah, I definitely don't have a place. But I do, well, not, like, a specific place, but I definitely do want to do it on the beach. I want it to be very, like, normal and, like, I guess, like, not that churches that aren't on the beach normal, but I don't want to have, like, a big one. I want it to be nice and calm. I want, like, close family and friends.
Can I come?
What?
Can I come?
You are?
Oh my god. Can I come?
No.
Okay.
You're not invited.
Oh.
The thing is, like, when I'm on a podcast and they can't hear, like, see me, I feel like they're gonna actually think I'm serious. I literally sound so serious, but I'm so kidding.
You do, yes, and I know you're still in touch. You're, like, serious but kidding.
I've seen lots of wedding videos and I think they're so cute, but I definitely want to have mine on the beach. But, like, one thing I really want to happen is that after we get married, I just want all the boys and girls to, like, just drench themselves
in the,
like,
water.
Get wet, like, in the water, like, and then after, go to your hotel rooms, change, and then we're gonna go have the party, like, the after bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I see myself getting married in, like, the afternoon, like, 3 p.m., and then, like, why do I have this plan? I don't know. I see it at, like, 3 o'clock, and then after the wedding, there would be a reception, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, those noises that, like, will probably, that have happened, like, throughout the, like, talk of this podcast, that's my, just me drinking my drink and the, like, me breathing. But, I mean, no, that's weird. My breath doesn't sound like that. Like, I'll show you.
Show you?
Like, those air noises, it's because my milk is coming out from the plastic bottle. Don't save the turtles. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh. I guess turtles. Let's not go back to visco phase, though. I've seen so many TikToks on my For You page that are like, let's bring back dabbing and, like, visco. No.
No, thanks.
It's not going to happen again. Okay, I hate to be rude, but, like, visco, okay, I was kind of involved in it. Like, I had scrunchies and I had a hydro flask and I had, like, I guess the whole kind of stuff in bands and I had all that. But, like, no. Like, that was just not it.
No, and, like, it wasn't.
That, my high ponytail phase where I wore my...
Oh, yeah.
We just didn't work together. So, just don't. No, let's not bring it back, ever. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of it ever. I wasn't part of it ever. Like, I bought, like, 4 scrunchies because they held my hair. Like, not because I wanted to wear
them. I still kind of wear scrunchies just because they're, like, really good hair.
I don't. I use regular hair elastics because now my hair doesn't stay in with scrunchies because it's even thicker. Didn't know that could happen.
I have such thin hair, and I have, like, none of it. Like, there's
You have hair. Like, what am I saying?
My hair is really thin, though. Like, it just, like, it's really thin.
It's, yeah.
No, I'm not, like, offended by it. Like, I actually like it. It's easy to, like, take care of. But, I have really thin hair. I have, I guess, a lot of it. I mean, I have.
It's long.
That's true. Yeah. I definitely, my hair is, like, when it was, like, I actually got an inspiration from, like, someone to grow out my hair, and also I just really liked long hair. I remember being in third grade and being like, oh my gosh, I want to grow out my hair, and then I was like, but it will never grow fast enough. And then I got to fifth grade and my hair in a ponytail was like this, but like ponytail, like it was like here with a ponytail in. And then I just didn't take care of it. I showered with my hair in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. I put soap in with my hair in a ponytail. I went to bed with my hair in a ponytail. And it literally ruined my hairline. And I'm still trying to recover from it. Literally. I
have a ton of hair. Like.
You don't have a ton of hair?
No, I do.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I have. It's so thick. It's not, like, crazy long, but I love long hair, so I want to grow it out, like, super long. But I take care of it. Like, I have taken care of it probably since I turned, like, 10. I've been really, like, about my hair looking good and feeling good. Like, the shampoo I use is custom. It's from Function of Beauty. Love them. Not sponsored, but I love them. I take vitamins for my hair. Like, vitamin E is so good for your hair. Like,
vitamin D?
E.
E. Let me see if I got some vitamin E.
Only thing about my hair is it grows really slow. Like, I just have always had really slow growing hair. It has nothing to do with me not taking care of it. It's just, yeah.
Ew.
What?
This has mayonnaise in it.
No. No way.
Wait, what does that say? I'm gonna.
I can't.
You're like an idiot. It says M A N G A N E S E.
That does not spell mayonnaise. I don't know what it spells because I can't like spell things when you.
Okay, I know that it didn't spell mayonnaise, but at first I actually thought I was like, not like when I told you, like in my head I was like, wait a minute, and then I was like, kidding.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I definitely didn't care about, this sounds so bad by the way, I care about my hair now. Honestly, I don't really love my hair. Like, I'd be so for it to just like shave it off and like, but like I know at school like I would get looks and I don't want that. But like, I don't know, I definitely like my hair. I got it highlighted in July of 2020. And, well, obviously, it's not July of 2021, but, and I like the color of it, but I'll be happy with it when it kind of recovers from the 2 years of my hair being in a high ponytail. Like, yeah. It was bad. It was, like, really bad, so.
Yeah, I mean, I bleached my hair what year was it, like 2018 maybe?
Yeah,
December of 2018. I bleached like the, like basically not like not my roots but like not from my roots but like all the parts that like hang off my head basically. And then I did pink, I did purple, I did green, I did
red.
I did red. Yeah. I did, like, every color, and it was fun. But I got to a point where I was like, oh my God, I just want this to grow out so I can cut it off and it can be natural again. And I'm so happy that it's natural now. Like, I love my natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
But your hair is really good with the highlights.
things. I just, my hair was so dark. Like, I mean, a lot of people were like, well, it wasn't that dark. Like, but I was like so bored of like, I don't know. I feel like I was just like at a state where I needed something to change. Cause I was just, like, especially during COVID and everything, things weren't moving. Like, I don't remember March, like I didn't have any, cause March was when, I guess COVID was that it's like when we were like locked down, I guess.
Yeah.
So, well, kind of the whole world was during that part. Now it's kind of like, it's worse than it was then, but it's like things are, people are still kind of, it's, we've gotten used to it, I guess. But not going to get too much into it. But so basically, I was just like really bored and I needed something to happen. And I thought that doing that would kind of make life a little bit more interesting.
It looked and looks really good with the highlights.
But they messed up. Let me just tell you. I'm not going to like tell you what it was. But so the first time I did it, we were paying for like, there's three people you get to pick, a beginner, a middle, and an expert, right? And so we picked an expert, but this girl was like,
to do your hair, just explaining something.
Yeah. But basically we just like, she was doing it and she goes, literally like not trying to like be rude or anything, but she goes, she like was bleed, like I was like getting it heated to like, so it could like stay and stuff before they like wash it out, my hair. And then she goes, oh, I messed up that piece. Don't make it heat up anymore. And I was like, and like, I didn't know what it looked like. So I'm just sitting there like, she messed up, like this is my hair. And so we are pretty sure she was a beginner, but anyway. So my mom called because it was like blonde. Like my whole head was blonde. And that wasn't my idea. My idea wasn't for my, like I still wanted to like go up to people and be like, I'm a brunette. It was just like, it didn't look natural. It was like orange parts of it, blonde. It was just really bad.
And it was freaky.
I don't have like any pictures of it. I have one where my hair was like in like a low pony like here, and I was just about to go swimming. I was hoping that if I went in the pool, it would like come out, but it didn't. But anyway, and then so I really just didn't like it. So we went, and this is the day before my birthday. So I was like super upset. I was like, this is how I'm gonna look on my birthday. Great. So my mom calls them back, and basically she calls them back. And she's like, oh, can we, like, get it redone, like, and not have to spend money? And she was, and they were like, yeah. And so then this person, she did it good. Like, I got my hair, like, my head massaged. And, like, it was so much better because she, like, the other girl was, like, she made it painful. And, like, anyway. And so now she kind of, all she did was toned it. That way it would go back to, like, darker.
Yeah.
So it's not blonde anymore. But the parts that were blonde are now like a caramel color. It looks more natural.
It looks really good. It looks
natural. I still look like me. So.
Yeah. And I think it looks good too because like some people's hair like just doesn't have like natural highlights and it's just like all like the same tone. So it's good to like, if you are like that, then like it's good to like put highlights in it, you know?
Yeah. Then also when my head was like all blonde, okay, so I have brown eyes and brown eyebrows. So it just looked so strange to have my whole head blonde and then brown eyebrows and brown eyes. People who have blonde hair with blue eyes, or any other color than brown eyes, even with people with blonde eyes and brown eyes, I feel like it's rare, I guess. But it's like, I don't know, it just didn't fit me. I have brown eyebrows, brown eyes. It wasn't good. So,
so this is not about hair, but I wanted to talk because you like said it and I was like, oh, I want to talk about that. So COVID, like last year, March, so like March, April, May, and like a little bit of June, I like can barely remember those months because
right?
I have literal PTSD from those months for reasons that I'm not going to share online, mainly because it doesn't all have to do with me, the reason that I got PTSD from those months, but Marissa, I think you know, but if you don't, I can
tell you. You might have to, like, remind me later.
Yeah, but I think about it, I start hyperventilating, I like curl up into a ball, I like can't think, I like I freak out. So like, and like I can't remember them, yet I still have like panic attacks about them. It's super weird how your brain.
You remember the feeling, you just don't remember like the time.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, so like 2020, this is gonna sound crazy to a lot of people, and I know how much happens to so many people's personal lives in 2020. But for me, 2020 was not my worst year ever. I know it's a lot of people for a lot of people, but I'm not gonna share too much because like it's like personal. But yeah, 2020 was definitely not the worst year ever. Like at all, not even close. But it was boring. There was like nothing to do. I do have to say it was weird too. Like being on school remote was like, it was just a whole like during March we school started it back up. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't try. I really just didn't see like any point. Like no, I was like, to try. I'm going back.
It's not going on your grades forever. Months they didn't.
And then also I remember they were like, okay, you're gonna go to school and like, okay, we're only gonna do like a mini vacation for like 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, this is great, I definitely needed a break. It was great to have a break, like let me just say those 2 weeks were amazing. It was nice to like I guess get out of it, but then it just they kept going, like it kept being more and more, and then I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be serious. And I was like, when I heard 2 weeks, I was like, oh, we can go to the grocery store. Grocery store, sorry, that's like fun now. I meant like we can go to, I don't know, like the restaurants, places.
No, yeah, I get what you mean, like lawn.
Never thought. I mean, I walked into Target. My mom was like, wear a mask. And I was like, Mom, that's weird. And she goes, those little kids are. And I'm like, yeah, no. Funny, but no.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's like, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, imagine walking into a store without a mask, just being able to do, like, I have an iPhone 11, so not to be brag or anything, but I was thinking about it, and I was like, it would be so nice to not wear a mask and just do my Face ID without having to type in my whole password. Mm-hmm. And even just wear a mask, like, without a mask. It just...
I feel like what's crazy to me to think about is, like, we will always remember a world where COVID didn't exist, but like people who are like a year old, even my little cousin, they won't remember. Our kids, they won't know a world where COVID didn't exist. Like that scares me, and it's also so crazy.
Yeah, people, I have a feeling, well, actually, I'm pretty sure there are always going to be people who still wear a mask. Because some people are like, I don't know, I just feel like it's never gonna like go away, like I guess, like it's never just gonna like this, it's gonna be like a long time thing, I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the new normal. Mm. Never thought it would be. I never thought that sixth grade for us was just gonna end because we're in seventh.
Yeah.
Never thought it was just gonna end. I never thought that could even like happen, like whereas they were just like, okay, we're not going to do this for the rest of the year. Never thought they could even do that.
The other thing too, that like looking back, I wish we got to do this. Our school does this thing where like we have a sixth grade graduation and like a full day of field day. Looking back, I wish we got to do it, but in that moment I was like, I have really bad like social anxiety and anxiety with random things, and like, yeah, I just have bad anxiety, and like I'm like super nervous a lot when it comes to being around people that like make me nervous, and random people will make me nervous, like random people. It'll be like one teacher all year made me nervous. Like anytime he would walk by me, I would just be like covered with like nerves. Like I don't know why, it's like always one person that makes me nervous for the rest of my life. And I was so nervous about graduation and all of that, but looking back now, like I wish I had that experience, but like I know in the moment I would have been like freaking out, but now I wish we got to do it.
I mean, to think about, we're never gonna go back to the school we were at. Saved myself from not saying which school.
Yeah.
It's sad because we really, every single person who was graduating always got that, like, the graduation at the end. And I feel like what we did was we did a car thing, and it was great. It was a great way to do it, and with what was everything that was going on. But it definitely would have been a lot nicer if we could have the like same experience. But I, don't get me wrong, I completely agree why we didn't. And then also, why out of everything, toilet tissue is the thing that, like,
I know
everybody's like, okay, let's go get our toilet tissue. I was like, uh-huh. And they still have like only take two. I'm like, what
why
toilet tissue and tissues? And like, I just like, huh,
it was weird. It was really weird. It was such a weird time. Like, no one knew what was gonna happen. And now, like, literally today, my mom's at, because she's a nurse, so she has a job of, like, because, like, she used to be a flight nurse where she would, like, I don't know, like, I don't really know, like, what they do, but, you know, like, a really cool nurse, and then she ended up quitting that job to be home with us and work on her business, and then she just took a job because she felt like she, like, really needed to, like, help the world get back to normal, where she gives vaccines to people. And it's just like so weird looking back, like we never thought we would get to this point, and now we are, and now we're still thinking we're never going to get to a point where we can't wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
But we,
yeah,
will.
I definitely will. Would like to look back on this and be like, oh my gosh, remember when we thought we were never going to wear masks and like joke about it? But like, I just don't see that ever happening. I really don't.
But I feel like I see it, but then I'm also like, I'm dreaming. What am I thinking?
I see it only because I wish it would happen, not because I actually like see that actually being a reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom's a nurse too. She's like, yeah, a cool nurse.
You know what's so weird about us, like our families, talking to the listeners, mm-hmm, is her dad's a teacher. My dad's a teacher. Her mom's a nurse. My mom's a nurse.
Mm-hmm. My mom's a very different nurse.
True.
Don't say what she is, because
yeah
that's, but true. Yeah, she's not like a normal nurse, I guess, but she definitely is a nurse, so yeah, she's in the category.
Yeah. So. Well, also our dads are very different teachers. Like, mm-hmm, my dad's a college professor and your dad's a high school,
mine's teacher. A seventh grade English teacher. Yeah,
or middle school. Also, my dad has, like, he does teach, but he isn't only a teacher at his job. Like, that's his, like, other job at his job, if that makes sense. So, where he works, basically how it works is, like, he is the director of technology, but he also teaches classes. Some of them have nothing to do with him being the director of technology, and some of them do. But the school that he works for is all about technology, though. So all of them have to do with technology, but not all of them have to do with learning technology. Yeah.
My dad is also a director, but, like, for shows.
That's so weird, too. I feel like there's some weird connections. And we have, and we have a name connection, like, along the lines that I think is, like, really weird. But yeah, we aren't going to say that, obviously.
Yeah. Privacy. But, yeah.
All right, well, I think we got to wrap up this episode.
Yeah, okay, well, happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day.
Clapping, and it probably sounds so weird. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.